Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm with my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
My dad just made fun of us for our sound check, because this is how we sound check. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Rachel.
I think you're softer than me.
Oh, I can't remember what I said.
I don't know. Just be louder.
Okay, I was louder.
My dad said that the last Blaze, you can't have that chicken.
He likes my stuffed chickens, and I won't.
My mom has all these fun-looking stuffed chickens, and he's not allowed to eat any of them.
Nope.
My dad says the last podcast, my mom was super soft. He said he didn't think your mic was on, but like the mic's on.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on.
I just need to yell more.
There it is. That sounds perfect.
No, because then I'll feel angry.
Well, that's fun. People like angry people.
No. What? They don't.
They find them entertaining.
I find it stressful.
Mom, your phone.
To turn off my phone. Oh, it's Colleen.
This is why. Oh, now she's gonna check it.
Of course
she's gonna interrupt the podcast that we haven't even officially started.
It's one of my kids.
You know how often my mom doesn't pick up my phone calls?
She's talking to me. I can't listen to it now because everyone would hear it.
Do you want to pause this podcast real quick?
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Was it a video?
Yeah. I hope she's not saying I'm in labor, Mom.
No, I'd get a text.
Yeah, you would.
She's probably trying to talk about something else. Oh, that is annoying. You want to watch that? So I'm pausing the podcast, Mom. I'm pausing it. I'm unpausing this for half a second. Colleen sent her a video message asking what the name of a song is that goes dun, 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 dun. So my mom is frantically over at the piano trying to find the song. Okay. No, Mom, don't you dare try and speak. You're not even near your microphone. So she's over there trying to play the piano. So we're going to pause again, and I'll see you guys in a second. Yeah, we're pausing for a second. Well, I'm going to pause again. You know what? While my mom searches this piano thing for my sister, I think this is a perfect time for me to tell you about our sponsor for today. Da-da-da-da-da. Sponsor! You know what? That is a better song than my mom could ever find on the piano. Our sponsor today is Brook Linen. It is a luxury sheet company for not luxury prices. We've talked about them before. We absolutely love them. They're soft sheets. They're beautiful. They definitely feel like five-star hotel sheets, which was the goal of this company when they started. They wanted to make five-star sheets for not that ridiculously high price. And they succeeded. Oh, should I tell you they succeeded on that goal? They are actually the fastest growing bedding brand in the world right now with over 30,000 five-star reviews. I am one of those. I am a happy sleeper with them, you guys. The sheets not only feel great, but they also look great too. You can mix and match over 20 plus colors and patterns with them. I got some solid colors. I could have gone for some patterns, but I don't have that decorative eye. We've talked about this before. My mom and I both went with solid, and we're just like, they look great. Maybe we could have spiced it up, because there's a lot to choose from. But we absolutely love the feel of these sheets. We love that the more you wash them, the softer they get, which is insane, because it's usually the opposite. I haven't had a person tell me that they're bad, because then they'd be lying. So if you want to upgrade your sleeping, visit brooklinen.com for $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Rachel. That's Brooklinen, BROOKLINEN.com, promo code Rachel, RACHEL. There's no extra A in my name. That would just be ridiculous. So use it now. And they have a lifetime warranty and all their sheets, comforters, and towels. So why wouldn't you, you know, upgrade your sleep, upgrade your towels. Just check it out. Why not? There's no harm in that. So go now, get $20 off. It's a good holiday present, though, for yourself or other people. You know what? Treat yourself, man. Treat yourself. All right, now let's see what my mom has done with this piano thing. Oh, my God, and we're back. She didn't even play me the freaking song.
I will.
I was trying to vlog it, so at least I could get some content out of this madness.
I couldn't play it with my bum up in the air. It needs to be sitting down on the bench.
You really can't play piano unless your bum's down on the bench?
Well, not that one is... intricate as that one.
You're playing it for me for the vlog after this. No laughing. Happy Cyber Monday, Mom.
Happy Cyber. Did you buy anything online?
I bought all of Colleen's Christmas presents already.
Today?
No, I did it. Well, oh. It's literally Sunday. We haven't even hit Monday.
Right. I just realized
but
that.
But there's a bunch of people that are mad about Black Friday and they're protesting it because they say, like, you know, we're too focused on things and it's bad for the environment and the working class have all these sales and stuff like that. So they made a list of things that they're going to do instead, and they're going to buy handmade or used goods or do barters and trades.
Isn't that still buying?
Yes.
And still.
That's was my thing. They're like, well, I'm only going to shop at local places. And I'm like, okay, but then those local places are still having deals. But I guess it's like, they're just, they don't want to feed into like the giant that is consumer retail. But they were like, so they're like, here's a list of things you could do instead. And they gave a list, like, go hiking. Like, they gave a list of all these free things you could do. And I was like, I don't think it's people's issues that they're bored on Black Friday. I think it's that they want
like
a deal.
Like,
I do agree. We are obsessed with things.
True.
We have, like, this country is like things. And, you know, I believe some of the sales are kind of like fake.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that people should not get trampled over stuff or get shopper's rage.
I don't shop on Friday.
Never. No, but so a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. And I saw one of my friends posted the day before Black Friday. On Thanksgiving, it was like, if you're not content now, no matter what you buy tomorrow won't make you any more content. And I was like, well, that's false. Because there is, see, here's some things. I believe it is ridiculous. It's too intense. It's too crazy. I don't like going out and shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that.
I don't like crowds.
I don't like crowds. I think people are needing things too much. But sometimes the only time you can afford to buy something that you actually need is Black Friday. Like, think about it.
Well, I'm confused. Are they buying things for themselves? Or are they buying their Christmas? I thought people were buying their Christmas
it's
presents.
It's both.
And getting them really cheap, which is great because you always have a lot of gifts to buy.
Yeah. I think it's both. But I was like, so people were like, I will never shop on Black Friday. I'm like, okay, listen, there are some people who's like, maybe they don't have a mattress and they're literally sleeping on a floor and they can't afford a mattress.
So they wait till Black Friday.
So what if they wait? Because Matt and I, when we bought a house last year, we bought all of our kitchen appliances, our washer and dryer, all these things we needed.
Mm-hmm.
We happened to buy them on Black Friday and we saved a lot of money.
Nice.
And it was awesome. It wasn't like we were being greedy and had to run and trample all these people. It was like, well, because also a lot of places are doing Black Friday like all week long or all month long.
Yeah.
And so I get people's madness. Like, they're angry at it. I get that. But at the same time, I understand a lot of people who are like, I need to. It's good deals, man.
Yeah.
I love a good deal. I'm someone who loves a good deal.
Yeah.
I do believe we are way too much things driven.
Yeah.
But I understand a good deal, man.
True.
And there are reports being like, Black Friday's dying. We did it. And then there's other reports being like, yeah, it's because Cyber Monday is taking over. It's like, why?
Yeah.
You don't have to deal with crowds and you get deals.
Yep.
Like, that's what I'm doing. I'm shopping everything. I've been shopping online for the past like 3 years for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great.
That's a hard transition for me.
Yeah, you fought it so long.
I want to see it, feel it, touch it, smell it, taste it, whatever, in my hand.
Yeah.
There's, I don't know, it's like, call it old fashioned, but
no, I understand. I understand. It's like when you read a book, it's not as satisfying on a Kindle.
Yeah.
You want to?
Oh, I can't.
I want a book.
I have to read a book in my hands.
Yes. I get that.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Cyber Monday's taking over, which is great because I think less people are dying. But then the people that are fighting Black Friday and Cyber Monday are like, it's bad for the workers because they're getting worked to the bone.
But what if they wanted the extra hours?
That is a thing.
See? And they hire extra people for
holiday seasons.
Yeah.
So I get it, but at the same time, I also get it. It's a double thing. So a Vlogmas started for us Ballingers. So Colleen's vlog channel, Christopher and Jessica's channel, and my vlog channel are all doing Vlogmas. People got mad at me. They're like, why are you doing it early?
You always do it.
Yeah. My family does it. We start vlogging on Thanksgiving, and then we vlog through Christmas.
Well, because sometimes Thanksgiving is just a couple days before December.
Yeah, that's true.
This year, one is a bigger. It's a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But everyone's like, Vlogmas doesn't start till December 1st. There are no rules to Vlogmas.
No.
Don't tell me. This is my Vlogmas. Vlogmas itself is not ancient.
You
it's like
Vlogmas in July if
yeah,
you want.
Yeah, do what I want, man. And are you mad that you're getting more vlogs from me? Are you upset about it?
I like it.
So I think you all need to calm down. And it's kind of like what my family does. So so Shane Dawson says he wants to do his next docuseries with Justin Bieber.
Okay.
He tweeted at Justin Bieber. He did not reply.
The Biebs didn't reply.
The Biebs did not reply.
He's busy being a married man right now.
Yeah. And
he's a newlywed.
I don't know if he needs to do
no
a Shane Dawson docuseries. I think he's fine.
I think he's set.
But a lot of people were like, why do you keep giving these rich, white, used-to-be racist people another platform?
Mm.
They already have a platform. Why are you giving another platform? And I was just like, guys, he's doing it for the views.
Yeah.
He doesn't act like, because it would get views.
Yeah.
That's why.
If it was about the Biebs, I'd probably watch it.
I'd watch it too. I love Justin Bieber. He is fascinating because he was like, he was this little heartthrob little boy.
Yep.
And then he was a complete douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
And then he like tried to turn his life around, but then was like, he was like still cared about his looks. And then he was like, I don't care about my looks. I'm going to be Post Malone. And then he buzzed his head and got married. So he has gone through a lot of transitions. Mm-hmm.
He's finding his way in the world. I'm growing up.
And the thing is, he doesn't do a lot of stuff now, so right. I don't know the type of person he is now.
No.
He seems kind, but he doesn't do interviews and stuff, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I do want a docuseries by Shane Dawson.
Get on that, Shane.
All right, Mom, I'm going to tell you something.
All right.
I talked about this on my live stream on Saturday, and people said I should talk about it on my podcast, too. It's big news.
I missed it. What was it?
They did surgery on a grape.
They did.
Okay, so you found this out too.
Yes.
They did surgery on a grape.
Yeah.
This was it. That was the whole story. They did surgery on a grape.
I didn't read it. I just said surgery on a grape. And I'm like, what were they trying to figure a technique or?
I was confused by this too. someone posted, how it went viral is there was a video of this robot in Australia doing surgery on a grape.
Mm-hmm.
Someone posted it to Instagram and said they did surgery on a grape, put the caption like on the video like four different times. And so everyone was like, we get it. They did surgery on a grape. So everyone just started saying they did surgery on a grape, and it just went viral because it's the internet. Now, someone was very nice and tweeted at me why they do surgery on a grape. It's because eye surgeons practice eye surgery on it.
That's what I was thinking.
Because it is this, like, it has the same outer skin and then soft inside. So it's a grape is like the same texture as your eyeball.
Yeah.
So they practice surgery on grapes.
Well, I know they practice on other things as well. So,
like what?
Other fruits? Haven't you watched Grey's Anatomy? Hello.
No, I've literally never watched Grey's Anatomy.
Anyway.
Jessica and
is
JoJo and you always try
something.
What are they using a banana for?
No, they're working on their stitches and stuff. When you're
that would make
learning.
Sense.
Yeah.
A banana,
I mean,
though?
Because you don't always have a cadaver or a pig or
that
whatever
makes sense.
They practice on.
All right.
So you got to find a
My friend, when she was learning how to tattoo, she bought fake skin.
Oh.
It was gross.
Oh.
It's really gross.
You know what looks like fake skin and feels like fake skin?
Skin.
Glue. You remember putting Elmer's glue? No, wax. Was it wax? It was wax. I don't know. It was wax
you put,
or Elmer's
I mean, you
glue.
Put Elmer's
glue. Elmer's
yeah, you
glue,
put Elmer's glue on your hand, but then,
and then
you
peel
it off.
Off.
It's like a snake skin. It doesn't.
True.
It's not actual skin. You wouldn't. It's not the same
Come
as
on.
Skin.
It's been like 50 years since I've done that.
You haven't done that recently?
No.
Mom, it's very satisfying.
Or done wax on my fingertips. You know, have you ever done
okay,
that?
Okay, that's a little kinky.
Not, it's not either.
I know what you mean, and sometimes that's a thing for people. Just saying.
This is PG.
Is it?
Or G. It's G.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
I'm involved. It's
There's
a
no
G.
rating on this. I can do what I want. All right, so Colleen broke the internet the same day Wreck-It Ralph did.
She did.
So Wreck-It Ralph premiered, which happened to have my sister in it. Colleen Ballinger's playing Colleen Ballinger, but she did it in the Miranda voice, which none of us understand.
It was great, though.
It was great. I took it as she was so frustrated as Colleen that the Miranda came out.
Exactly.
In her. That's what it was. But she broke the internet because she posted a picture of her pregnant little self posing as a cheerleader. And then Ariana Grande let it spill that she was in the music video.
Yeah.
So then the internet went, what the what? So broke the, this was good.
Broke it twice.
It was fun. Someone asked me what, well, that's in the questions. We'll talk about later. Oh, so Instagram is changing the way your profile looks.
Well, I better check it.
Because they are saying they're trying to make it easier to use. Nope, that's a lie.
No, they're going to make things harder.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to confuse this old woman.
Yeah, no change has ever really been made it easier.
No.
You know what keeps changing and keeps making it worse is iTunes. I can't figure out iTunes for the life of me. I try so hard and I can't figure out iTunes. I feel so old. I understood it when I was a kid and they keep changing it for the worse. But I saw Jessica, they changed hers and she sent a picture of it to me and Colleen and she was like, I hate this. And we were like, yeah, it's trash.
Oh no.
It's just like they moved your picture over to the right side and then your bio's up next to your name instead of below your name. It's weird.
Feels off-center.
It does.
Doesn't that skew the picture then?
Yeah.
Because what if you have it elongated?
Yeah. But so the thing is, it's like they don't change the picture feed. They just change your bio and your profile picture.
Hmm.
And it's just like, pointless. It's not easier, it's not harder, it's just like they just changed where things are and it doesn't make any sense. They were just like, we haven't done anything for a while, guys, back it on it. So there's that. Guess what I found on the internet?
Do tell.
There's a YouTube channel called Man Eating Food. He has uploaded over 300 videos.
Not what you want to watch.
No, it's because they're all 20 to 30 seconds long.
Okay.
He uploaded a huge chunk 4 months ago, a huge chunk. And it was just him. It was just like eating banana. And it would just be him opening the banana, taking a bite and then staring at the camera. And it was 20 seconds long and that was it.
Was it the chewing sound?
No, there was no chewing sound. It's not ASMR. It's literally just a guy at a table. He picks up a banana, opens it, eats it. One bite, looks at the camera and it's done.
Okay.
And then a week ago, so that was 4 months ago, they uploaded like 150 videos. And then a week ago, they uploaded 150 more, but it all had to do with a food on an ice cream. So it was, it'd be titled like chicken on peppermint ice cream.
Ew.
And then it would just be this guy. He opens up the, it's still 20 to 30 seconds long. He opens up a pint of ice cream, grabs a chunk of chicken, puts it on the ice cream, takes a bite, looks at the camera, and it's done.
Is he getting the views?
They're getting a few thousand each video.
Huh.
But just so you know, you don't really make money if your videos are that short. Like, they have to eat a certain time frame. And I just think, at first I was like, oh, this is weird. Like, this dude just doing this in this house. But then I realized it's a production. Because in one of them called, what is it? Lemon on Ice Cream. They film it. And they mess up in the middle of it. Like, he accidentally, like, throws the ice cream lid. And he goes, oh. And they're like, okay, we'll just start it over again. Ready? Okay. And they, like, they start it over again. But they forgot to cut that out.
Oh.
And then, because so the guy, like, you see him smile and crack. And you see, like, the behind the scenes of it. And I was like, well, I don't know if I like this anymore. Because at first it was, I loved the thought of, like, just dad.
Yeah.
In the kitchen by himself late at night, just making these weird 20-second videos and just getting a kick out of it himself.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I know there's like a whole production behind it, I'm like, none is funny to me. But it's called Man Eating Food. But I just hit my mic. But it was weird. There was a chunk in 4 months ago and a chunk a week ago. Do you have any news?
I do. YouTube is placing two skippable ads back to back. And they say it'll reduce the number of ad interruptions later in your video if you like watching YouTube videos.
Oh, wait. So YouTube. So when you, like, there's an ad and then you press skip.
Yeah.
And there's going to be another ad.
Yeah. But instead of they're back-to-back skip. You don't have to watch the whole thing.
So instead of doing it, like, 5 minutes into a video.
Yes.
I don't know how I feel about this.
I know. They're going to try it out on desktops first, then by mobile, and then TV sometime later this year.
Because you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to think I skipped the ad and now I'm watching the person's video.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
But I do freak out when there's an ad in the middle because I go, wait, what did I click?
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I think I did something to make the video go away.
Yeah.
I don't know which one, guys. Oh, I'm up for debate on this. Tweet us at Podcast ATI because I need to know. Or I'll do a poll on there. Does this, I don't know what I'm going to like.
Back to back or?
I think I'm going to end up liking back to back. But what if they end up doing like five in a row?
I know, right?
Oh, that's going to be annoying.
I don't know.
It's all about them ads. Matt was watching me play Candy Crush. He walked by and I was watching an ad. He's like, you have to watch an ad for Candy Crush? And I was like, if I want the bonus ones, if I want the bonus like candies.
Yep.
And he was like, wow, they are just raking in money, aren't they? I was like, yeah, it's one of the highest grossing stupid phone games there is. It's just the ads, man. I mean, I love ads. It's how I get paid.
Yeah.
It's literally how I make money. So like, I can't get mad at this. But at the same time, as I'm a consumer and a producer. I produce and I consume at the same time. So I'm with you guys, but at the same time I understand the business, but I'm with you guys. Like these ads are just getting in the way, man.
I don't mind the ads when I'm playing a game to get the free
next
level or whatever, but the ones that drive me crazy are the ones that blast out some sound with it.
Yes.
I always play silent and I always play it, you know.
Yeah.
But
I get
those ads come on, it's like, no,
I hate the ones where you can't mute, like my phone's on silent.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
And it just all of a sudden, because sometimes I would play in bed and or I'm playing, can't fall asleep, but Matt's asleep, and then all of a sudden I'm playing this loud music and I'm like, I'm sorry,
and you're like
turn it down,
right?
Ads, man, just ads.
Love them and hate them.
So Google Find My Device app can show you the indoor layouts of large buildings. Did we talk? I feel like we talked about this, or it was
no.
It was on Broad City. It was a skit on Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
An Amy Schumer show where you could like find the bathrooms. But anyway, for Google Find My Device, because a lot of like you're just like, it's in this building. If you've like lost your phone, it's like, oh, it's in that building, but that building could be huge. So now it's lets you know like the indoor layout of large buildings and like where it is in the buildings. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Sounds like something, you know, the FBI or
Mission that's
Impossible
totally like
would have.
Some you know like nerd goth dude in the van telling the spy which
turn left, turn left, turn right.
They're at the southeast elevators.
The third door on the left.
Man. We have watched too many spy things. What did I even write? Let's see. Facebook rolls out
now she remembers.
I sometimes write in shorthand and forget what I wrote. So Facebook, you know how your phone will tell you how much time you've spent on your phone, looking at your phone the past week?
Facebook's
starting to do it now.
Oh.
I don't want to know, guys.
Know.
Listen. I'm upset because I have to be on my phone for work.
Yeah.
So it's like trying to guilt me, telling me I was on it too much. I was like, no, I'm working. Right. And it's like, well, it was social media. You were on social media for this many hours. I'm like, yeah, that's my work.
That's your job.
Don't try and guilt me. Don't be like, yeah, you were down 10% this week. No, boo, I was down 10% this week. And I'm pissed that Facebook's doing it.
I look and just go, yeah, I was.
Thanks for the pointless information.
You're not the boss of me.
Do you have any more news, Mom?
News
or
no.
Just a thing.
I read something this week that I thought was pretty cool about bubble wrap.
Oh my god,
bubble wrap! It was invented for wallpaper. These guys put two shower curtains together, and the air bubbles inside made it like a texture, but no one liked the wallpaper.
Well, yeah.
So then they used it to what did they use it for?
What did it
insulation? Refrigerated insulation or something like that, and then it ended up being. Shipping, packing.
Did it always look like plastic?
Well, I'm
with
sure it looked different.
I'm sure that it was thicker where you couldn't pop it.
But yeah, I couldn't find a picture, but because I was very interested. I'm like, what?
I want a picture,
wallpaper?
Man. I feel like I heard that once.
I couldn't work in a bubble wrap factory.
No,
you pop in the bubbles all day.
I'm sure machines do a lot of it because there were too many people popping stuff.
And I also saw a guy that does art, these magnificent paintings. They're recreations of already famous paintings.
Yeah.
From bubble wrap. He injects the ink in each bubble. Have you seen that?
No.
That
sounds amazing.
Cool. It was so cool. And it actually makes two pictures. The one that you see on the other side where all the bubbles
like
are
the
in it.
Bubbles and the flat side make
and
two different pictures?
The flat side, he peels off the back part of it and it had all dripped down it. And that makes another what did they call that, Tim? And the picture, not the bubble wrap picture, but the part they pulled away. Impressionist?
Yeah, impressionistic.
An impressionistic painting. It was really cool.
That's bubble cool. Wrap. I want to see that.
That's how I learned about the bubble wrap.
It was because of the guy's thing.
Yeah.
Did you know that a can of Campbell's soup is like 99 cents, but who's it, Andy Warhol?
Yeah.
Warhol
sold a painting of a Campbell's soup can for $15 million.
Yes.
That, I mean, that is inexplainable. Inexplainable. Instagram is removing fake likes and follows. I didn't know. I knew you could buy fake followers.
How do they know if they're fake or not?
I don't know. Science?
I think technology, maybe?
Science. Technology is science. So I knew you could buy followers. I didn't know you could buy likes.
I didn't know you could do anything that wasn't, I guess, okay, never mind. That wasn't real. Yes, you can.
Because I know on YouTube, I think you can only buy subscribers. Then you can, you can buy subscribers, but you can also buy views. You can't buy likes on YouTube. That's how you can tell someone buys their likes, if they buys their views, is if they have a lot of views but like no one's interacting.
That's not satisfying if you're buying the likes and the views.
Well, it's because people think like if you get a lot of views, more people are gonna watch you. It's like the mob mentality where like
everyone honestly
watches this show, I should watch this. Okay. Oh, a lot of people watch this video, it must be funny.
But our family does it all honestly, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. No,
we're all too cheap. We're way too stingy. I would never. I would be like, no, do it for free.
That's funny.
No, we're all way too stingy to do that. But everyone's really excited about it because now we can see.
Oh, good.
Because they're getting rid of them. So we can all see who bought all that.
Oh,
snap. So if you see people having a lot of views or likes or subscribers and all of a sudden it plummets, it's probably because they bought it.
Whoops.
All right. So this is my last news thing. There's a picture going around the internet of all these white boys, all these high school white boys looking like they're doing a Hail Hitler salute in a picture.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. And the school's like, well, we're not going to be able to punish them because free speech. But then everyone was like, okay, but you all punished a bunch of black high school football players when they kneeled during the national anthem. That's not violating free speech. Like, and so it's like, that sounds about white. Like, no, all of those boys need to be punished. Because
mm-hmm.
Isn't it, I should learn the law. What's
it's just rude.
Yeah. Is it a hate crime? No, because they're not doing it to someone.
Yeah.
All right.
And not all the boys did it.
No, I saw that. Yeah. I saw there was one black guy in the corner and you couldn't see his face. Oh man, I wish I could see his face.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there were a lot of, the majority did it in the photo.
Right, they did.
And the other ones seemed like half, it was split between laughing and shock.
And how much of that was peer pressure.
Yeah, and just, it's just stupidity.
Yep.
It's just stupidity. But I thought a lot of people were raising the point where like a bunch of high school football players got in trouble for kneeling during the national anthem.
Yeah.
But these ones you can't touch. It's free speech.
Yeah.
Free speech. Do you have any other bits of news?
No news.
Or anything, anecdotes?
I just know that when this airs, it's National Cake Day.
You would know that.
I don't like cake. I like baking cakes. I don't like eating cakes.
No one eats cakes at parties. We need to stop it.
Dad does.
Dad, you eat the cakes at parties?
Only because somebody cuts a slice and hands it to
him. Only because someone cuts a slice and hands it to him. Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes down. Cupcakes in a cone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We eat
that's
those.
Good.
We eat
but
those.
People need to stop buying cakes for parties, man. Just like they need to stop buying large turkeys for Thanksgiving when you're only feeding like four people. Pies. Pies are where it's at.
Pies are good.
Pie. Everyone loves a pie.
I love a good pie.
Oh, they make some. There's good vegan pies out there, too.
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of pie?
I like pecan pie.
Really?
Mm.
We never have that.
Because nobody else likes it but me.
I would have eaten it back in the day.
I have a berry pie in the fridge right now.
That's
not vegan, though. Sorry.
Do you say pecan or pecan?
Pecan.
All right. Just checking. I don't know. I don't know the right way.
Pecan.
Pecan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a pecan.
Pecan pie.
It's a pecan pie.
Pecan pie?
I love strawberry rhubarb.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I like the strawberry, not the rhubarb part.
You don't like rhubarb?
I'm not a fan.
It's delicious.
It's stringy.
Not if you bake it correctly. maybe if you're eating it raw, like celery.
Well, it looks like celery. Dyed.
Looks like celery that's bleeding. If you bake it, it should never be stringy.
Well, maybe I got a bad one or something.
I'll have Kelly Six make you a pie, Mom. All right, we're going to play Define That Word.
Oh, good grief. All right.
Because
I was going to put my glasses on so I could. I don't have any words in front of me. Okay.
I learned this on my live stream as well. You should watch my live streams every Saturday. It was Saturday at Rachel's on my vlog channel. So during Vlogmas, so that I can give myself a break from vlogging for a day, because sometimes you get behind.
Yeah.
So
I was so bummed because I saw you tweeted that you were doing live and I clicked on it and you had already finished. Your lives aren't long.
They're 45 minutes.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
I was hoping it was like 2 hours because then I'd catch the end of it.
No.
I didn't have my okay, go ahead.
Anyway.
Define this word.
Define this word. I learned this on this. What's a local?
A person who lives locally.
That's what I thought.
A local. A local is a person who lives
there. No. I'll put it in the
Okay, go ahead.
Ugh. Locals.
People who are natives to that area.
That's what I thought, because there's like no other way it could be. It's
local.
Someone who isn't in like a Stan Twitter or like a Stan fandom.
It's an internet. Okay,
it's
go
an
ahead.
Internet thing.
Someone who's not
not in like a fandom, who like is super bland and just likes anything mainstream, and who like.
And that's fine. They can.
I know this, but Twitter people don't like locals because if you're not on Twitter, you're not in a fandom. Apparently, like the YouTube comments are filled with locals, so they say. And I was like. Okay.
Never heard that. Okay.
It's a newer one, and I knew it was a negative thing. I just didn't know quite what it was, and I made people explain it to me. It's actually
they're judging.
It's judging basically. I'm in an Urban Dictionary it right now.
All right.
Because their thing was funny. Locals. People who live in your city that have no personality, bland, and like anything that's mainstream. They think they're quirky for whatever they do, but in reality are blended in with the other locals. They judge anything that is underrated and are just basic in general. They're the type to overuse emojis unironically.
Oh, I do. I must be a local.
Yeah. They post memes and selfies of themselves, have cringy Instagram bios. Yeah. So, did you know?
But did you hear the first part? They're people
that who
are
live
local,
in your city.
So I was half right.
Yeah, but I don't. I think that there's a lot of people that call locals that they don't even know where they're from. So it's. I guess it's a negative word. We're constantly coming up with negative words to just put other people down and group people
up. Positive ones.
Like it's okay, guys. Yeah. Like I'm not in any fandoms. Am I local? I don't. I mean, I'll be a local because I was like, I like my locals. I love Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
It's like, you're from Santa Barbara. You already got a pal. Like, just don't, I love our community. I don't know. People were just upset about it. Also, do you know what an IRL is? An in real life?
Oh, I didn't even know what in real life. In real life? In real life. Not in fake
just
life.
Keep saying it.
Sorry.
So, do you know what an in real life is? I feel like we've gone over this.
It's in real life. It's not pretend. It's real.
People always say my IRL.
My in real life? Okay.
It's your friend that isn't your friend on the internet. Like in real life friends.
Oh, okay.
So at first I was like, is this just a new of the our locals, like the new way of seeing your in real lives? Because they're usually not in the fandom with you. Like... So
I think in real life are the people that you see in person.
Yeah, who aren't friends because of the internet. Yeah.
But that's different than the locals.
The locals are...
That's different.
Okay. Thank you for telling.
You're welcome.
I don't understand the internet. Let's move on to
questions.
And yeah,
that's where you make your money.
Yeah. How? I don't know. So... Sharon says, will you ever get a microwave? This is towards me, but could also be towards my mom. I don't own a microwave because I just figured out how to live without one, meaning my boyfriend does everything. but we didn't want to buy one to take up counter space. And we had one that was a hood range microwave, but those don't work that well. So we took it down and then we just didn't get a new one. And I don't think we're going to.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe if like there were kids in the house, we would need to, because I feel like, no, I don't know. I just don't see myself getting
ours.
Yeah. Are you going to get another one?
No, ours broke. It only would work if you opened the door.
Which
so
doesn't make sense.
That's not good. So we tossed it and I went, wow, I love this counter space.
It's counter space. They take up a lot of counter space.
Yeah. And the main thing I used it for was to boil water, which I just bought a tea kettle and it boils faster on the stove.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll just heat things up. And
you don't need a microwave. I remember once Colleen and I were touring in Europe somewhere. I don't even know. And one of the guys touring with us, a tour manager or agent, I don't remember who it was. But Colleen was like, can you go heat up some water in the microwave for me? And he didn't know how to work the microwave. And I was like, how do you not know how to work a microwave? He's like, I never had one.
Aww.
And I was like, how do you not have a microwave? And then now, fast forward 3-4 years, I'm like, yes.
I grew up without a microwave.
You did?
Yeah, they didn't come around till like the 70s, right, Tim?
I think so.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I grew up without one.
And that's when like TV dinners were all the rage in like the
but
80s
you
and
didn't
90s.
Do those in the microwave.
You didn't?
No, those were in the oven. Those were invented for the oven.
Oh, I don't understand. Also not the internet.
They were tin foil and they were made in the oven.
When I was a kid, they started doing the microwave though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But now here's the problem. I have a bunch of Lean Cuisines out in the freezer.
Oh, yeah.
And they are for microwaves. If I have to do them in the oven, I have to take them out of those containers and put them something else to cook it.
Yeah, I've run into a few things where it's like for a video, the product I need to use or whatever, it's like, well, we just pop this in the microwave or like an instructions to something and pop it in the microwave. I'm like, I can't.
Yep.
My closest microwave is at Colleen's. Susie May says, will you ever get a chinchilla? So I held a chinchilla in Sunday's vlog. I will not get one because my cousin told me that you have to bathe them in volcanic ash or dirt or something because you can't get their fur wet. They are the softest things in the entire world. Mm-hmm. And they're cute. Have you ever held one?
No.
Don't, because you'll want to buy it.
I won't buy it.
Don't buy
no,
it.
No,
also,
more.
I'm sure my dog would eat it. It's just that size.
My dog would eat it too.
Yeah. So I won't ever get one, but I highly suggest them. They're like giant hamsters. Eric, is Christmas shopping stressful? Mom?
Only if you don't have the money. No, it's not stressful. It's fun. It's stressful when
I don't know what to get someone.
Yes, that's the only stressful part.
Yeah,
that's
if I can't figure out what to get someone, it is extremely stressful. Yeah. But I love when I'm like, oh, this is a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good one. It's great. My family does a lot of Christmas lists. So we give each other a list of what we want. And, you know, we don't have to stick to the lifts, but if someone's stressed, they have a list to go to.
That's right.
Everyone thinks our family's weird for doing that.
They can
think about all they want.
Hey, now.
You're an all-star.
Everyone can do what they want to do.
Locals.
No.
Ali says, please explain the thank you next cheer thing. So, as I said, Colleen posted a picture for being a pregnant cheerleader. Ariana alluded to the fact that she's in the music video. So I think this is public knowledge. Yes. Ari is her music video for Thank You Next. She's having a bunch of famous movies.
Long
she's
movies.
Like parodying a bunch of favorite movies within the music video. It's Bring It On, Mean Girls, Clueless, and then I think one or two other ones.
The one where, oh, my brain. She's not very smart, and then she is smart, actually, because she goes to lawyer school.
Legally Blonde.
That's it.
There it is.
Thank you. Man, my brain.
Yeah, but so the cheerleading part was from Bring It On.
Right.
So, I'm cute. I'm popular. I'm cute. I don't remember what the cheer is. Never mind. I saw him to boot.
And her big belly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
God.
It's adorable.
It is amazing. Leah asks, so do you hate when sequels to a movie come out and they don't use the same actor as the main character as the first movie? Because I hate that so much. I hate it.
I do.
It's annoying. So you can't have it like, it can be like a spinoff.
Right.
I'm fine with spinoffs.
Yes.
But you can't have a sequel.
The main character.
No, the main character's got to be the main character.
Come on.
I hate when, that's when like sitcoms try and change the actor in the middle of the season or something, and they're like, I'm like, no, that's just say they went off to boarding school or something.
Yeah.
Like, don't just try and slide this in and say it's the same person.
Right?
They did that on The Last Man Standing. Because that's the most recent one I've seen. They used to do it a lot in old things. Like they did it on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Roseanne,
The Cosby Show. But Roseanne, fun at themselves.
Yes, they did.
Which I thought was brilliant.
Because they went back to the original girl in the later seasons, and they had a whole episode of making fun of it. So I get that.
Yeah.
But when I, it was The Last Man Standing. Like one of the daughters, they switched out and like didn't even mention it. And I was like, this is weird. Because I used to like the show. Then it got canceled and moved to a different network. And then when it got repicked up, they switched the daughters. I was like, what is this? Is stupid. This is stupid.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. But I do like when they do sequels, not sequels, spinoffs.
Spinoffs.
And then the main character, the original person is like in it and it's kind of like a nod to them.
Yeah.
Like maybe they're too old now.
Yeah.
So it's like they can't play the character. Cute. I like that. Yeah. I didn't like, I saw the new Tomb Raider and it just wasn't the same without Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie.
I was just like waiting for her to be somewhere in it. Didn't happen. Lynn asks, if my dad can vlog for a day. I think it's more my mom's thing.
He is going to help me though.
Yeah, they'll do, it'll be a duo.
He's going to help me. We're going to do some things.
They have some things planned, guys. Get ready. Not this week, but next week they're going to start. I'm going to post one vlog a week of theirs.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
I hope so.
I hope so too.
I'll have fun.
You can vlog for one day or multiple days. Okay. I just grabbed this footage from you Sunday and I'm uploading it Wednesday.
Yeah.
So whatever you want.
Yeah.
Tilly asks, do you like Christmas pudding? I don't know what Christmas pudding is. I'm Googling it.
Do it. Is it an English thing?
I don't know. I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
Or figgy pudding. I don't know what figgy pudding is either.
No, bring us some figgy pudding. So bring us some figgy pudding. My mom and I want a roast. No, yep. Dang it.
Roast chestnuts. I bought some chestnuts.
I want to do it on an open fire, but she's saying we're doing it in the oven.
I just have never done it on an open fire.
Christmas pudding is a type of pudding traditionally served as a part of the Christmas dinner in the UK, Ireland, and in other countries where it has been brought by British immigrants. Well, we have British.
But what is it?
Well, it's a main ingredient is sugar,
truffle,
suet, and spices.
Is it like vanilla-y or?
No, it looks chocolate.
Ooh.
No, I don't know. This is weird. What is Christmas? I'm not even saying
somebody
what it is.
Tell us what it tastes like that we can equate it to.
It doesn't look, its main ingredient is sugar. What is treacle?
Well,
what's treacle? T-R-E-A-C-L-E.
I gotta see it.
Treacle. What is that?
Treacle.
It's treacle. It's a syrup. It's uncrystallized syrup.
Yummy.
Okay, I can't.
But what's the flavor? I still don't know the flavor.
I don't know the flavor either.
Is cocoa added?
There's chocolate added? Spices in it?
Okay, hold somebody's got to equate it.
Okay, I'm looking at Wikipedia. I love that this is our podcast has turned into me just Googling things.
No, we need somebody to equate it to.
The pudding is composed of many dried fruits. Oh.
Like a fruit cake?
Held together by egg and
Is it a fruit cake?
I don't know. What is S-U-E-T?
Sweet.
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 Sweet. We're so stupid. And it's sometimes moistened by treacle or molasses and flavored with cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves, ginger, and other spices. This does not sound good.
Okay.
It looks like it's molding.
Oh, Rachel.
What?
What if it's someone's favorite?
They can have it. That's their taste buds.
Okay.
I'm not dissing you. If you want to eat that, you eat it all day long. If I get some Christmas pudding, you can totally eat my Christmas pudding.
I think I'd prefer like dark chocolate. Pudding. I called it pudding. Pudding instead.
I haven't had pudding in a very long time.
Well, you can't. It's got milk in it.
So inconvenient. All right, Mom, that's all I got for today. You got anything else?
Nope, that's all I got for today.
What should we title this? The locals.
Locals.
The locals.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, ugh, no, in the beginning. Ugh, the locals. Or they did surgery on a grape.
No, that's funny, too. But that's old news.
That is old news.
That is old news now.
The locals.
That's great. I love it.
All right, we love you guys so much. I hope you had a fantastic Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We did.
We did.
We had a good one.
It was fun.
It was big, but not... It was kind of laid back at the same time.
It was great.
It was good. We love you. All right, Mom, take us out.
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.